This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're standing by for the Eric Kendrick Show here on your home of the Cowboys. We do it every Thursday at this time. They're finishing up some meetings, and he's going to head in to the booth and put on a headset and chat with us real soon. So we look forward to getting an update from him and what he thinks about this Lions team. What's the key to victory? What needs to happen in order for the Cowboys to defeat this Lions team that might very well end up representing the NFC in the Super Bowl? Very physical team at 877-881-1053 if you want to talk about that as we stand by for Eric Kendricks. I think his health is a pretty big deal, isn't it? And I don't know how much he's going to want to talk about it, but how confident are we that our guy's going to be able to play?
I think you kind of hear it from the horse's mouth, but I think it's going to be a stretch.
Yeah, two days in a row you haven't practiced. I guess tomorrow maybe it'll be the tell. But
yeah, I think there's this.
Need to see him practice tomorrow.
I mean, I wouldn't even ask him, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's sensitive information. It's one that you probably wouldn't want to, be discussing or.
But he, I think tomorrow is important. But I think overall, him missing Wednesday and him missing today, that's got earmarked for kind of like, I don't think he's going to play. Like I said, I think it's going to be a real stretch.
I mean, how good could the linebackers be at this point? And without Tank and without Neyland and without Micah Parsons, are we getting to a point where the challenge is overwhelming for this defense, or how would you qualify that?
Well, you're probably going to have to turn this into an old-fashioned shootout is what you're going to have to do, because again, the guys did a heck of a job last week playing defense. But we talked about the Steelers and the challenges they have on the offensive line. Well, the Lions are a different kind of beast. The games you've lost this year, offensive lines have done a good job of getting onto your linebackers. This is one of those offensive lines. The Browns didn't get to you, the Giants really didn't get to you, and the Steelers didn't get to you. So now here you are, you're in that Saints-Ravens mode where these guys really, they don't really care about the down linemen. They're pushing guys and getting to the second level. They know they've got backs that can make cuts to get through the hole quick. So, yeah, it's having Eric in this game would have been huge.
Huge.
Because his ability to play the run the way he does. And, every night we talk about post game, who leads the team in tackles? It's
Eric Kendricks. Just getting guys lined up in the right spot. We know for years how, like, no Sean Lee, what happened to the defense.
Right.
No Leighton Vander Esch. Like, having the quarterback of the defense is huge, I would say, especially in a game where this is not only the best offensive line in the league, but one of the most, like, multi-dimensional rushing attacks that you'll find.
Super patient with their...
Yeah. I mean, what Ben Johnson's done.
The variations.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's not just a one, no doubt. One scene. They're not like, oh, we're a zone-running team. They got, like, five different ways they'll attack you there.
Yeah.
That's tough. So, you know, I think that's a big one right there, just how the defense holds and how many guys that you're missing. And and then you look at the AT&T Stadium factor. They allowed an average of 444 yards in the two games that have been played so far at AT&T, and it could easily be another 450 or more. I mean, the Lions are, I think, averaging in all of their games 396 yards. Somehow it's just 26 points per game. I would be thrilled, Wolchuk, if the Cowboys can limit him to that on Sunday. I think you'd have a decent chance to win.
A huge win. Did get an update. Be there in five. So 5 minutes away from Eric Kendricks jumping on board with us. I'm with you, dude. I mean, I think that if they could find a way to just limit this thing where Gibbs and Montgomery combined, I mean, what are you talking here? Like 150, 125 yards?
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to get theirs. Like, I don't think this is going to be where you're going to be able to shut down the rushing attack much like they were able to do with the Steelers. I think for me, I'm looking at the Cowboys' offense. This has to be another big-time Jalen Tolbert game.
Yeah.
There we go.
You know, that's it's going to have to be Tolbert and maybe even some Kevontae Turpin carrying over what they did against Pittsburgh. Because to me, teams, and CD talked about it today, like they start really hot. Teams have done a good job of adjusting in the second half because they were asking him about why his performance has slowed down the second half. They've got to figure out a way to fix that, maybe make some corrections on their own end. But to me, this is all about Jalen Tolbert, that evolution, right? You just had a career night. You're back home. Can you carry that over? You've got a quarterback who's going to give these guys opportunities. I mean, credit Dak there where it comes to, he doesn't care who it is.
Right.
He's going to give these receivers an opportunity to go and make plays. So we've seen Jalen Tolbert have some moments where he's made some tough catches. He's going to have to do it again today because you got me nervous now with that Brian Branch, Jake Ferguson matchup.
Potential.
That's one where I like Brian Branch. I'm a big Fergie fan.
Yeah.
But they might have the ability to limit what Fergie can do. CD coming off a career game a year ago. But I'm looking at your second and third options, Tolbert and Turpin. They've got to step up like they did against the Steelers.
This might be a game where offensively you can't afford to punt.
Yeah.
You know, aggressive. I mean, it's going to be about better red zone offense, too. Points are going to happen. Is your defense? It's pretty decimated right now. I mean, they're going to have to take some chances on defense. You know, some of the secondary guys coming back, I think, really helps. But you know, how do you generate pass rush? That's the one thing that affects this quarterback more than anything. Nobody is as high when he is protected and no blitzes and things. He's one of the best in the league. When he faces pressure, he is one of the worst in the league. Nobody in the league has as big a drop off from the top to the bottom is this guy when faces pressure.
Yeah.
How do you get pressure on him? That's going to be your question in this one.
Some simulated pressure. Do whatever it takes. I'm looking at the coaches like Mike Zimmer. How can you put your defensive backs in position to get some turnovers? Because you might need those to stop some drives and you know, have the kind of game-changing plays. Well, but then on offense, you got to be aggressive on fourth down. You got to be aggressive on first down to take every opportunity to make the kind of big plays.
This guy, the way that Ben Johnson calls plays, the way that he does it, he knows he has four downs to play with every time he looks at his play sheet. Because he's got a coach that's that aggressive that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he can call a game a little bit of an unorthodox way, run on third down because he knows he's going to have a fourth down to maybe pick this thing up.
Well, maybe we can ask Eric Kendricks about this. I wonder what he thinks about the fans. Because in the morning news, they were going through keys to the game here. And their third one is, they say this is a job for Rowdy. The fans have not been a factor against the visiting teams, mainly because the Saints and Ravens put in an overwhelming performance. But
yeah, from the jump, you're down by a bunch.
I think there'll be a lot of Lions fans here, believe it or not.
No, I believe it. I think that's now become.
What's that?
What are you saying?
I believe it. I think that's become a thing where now every game you can expect there's going to be a ton of
They were
of
a lot of them in Arizona when I was watching the film. I saw a lot of Lions.
I don't think
fans.
It matters who the team is. They're taking over, man. And I think you got a lot of regular season ticket holders that are probably saying, yeah, I'll sell my tickets for these, especially a big game like this.
Well, I mean, I can't blame you if you've lost hope, but I think if you're a season ticket holder, you know, I kind of think of those guys of having more faith. I know the Rangers fans did. The Rangers season ticket holders through all their lean years, you know, they go out there and cheer, you know, and I don't know. Maybe that is the lack of hope that,
you know, 3 decades has done, where you're just looking at it like a business opportunity. Maybe it's one of the downsides of having the personal seat licenses, you know, because maybe people feel like they don't want to give up their season tickets. 214 says, if Dak is supposed to be the guy, he needs to step up. I feel like he's been great. He hasn't had that many opportunities. Now, the turnovers are real, and I think some fans choose to just gloss over those like they aren't a part of the equation with what happened last week and why you needed to have the fourth down, or the fourth down throw for the touchdown, was because of the turnovers that happened earlier in the game. But, you know, I feel like he's kind of fighting with one arm tied behind his back, without a running game, without great protection at times. And he has made some unbelievable throws if you turn on the film for the last 2 weeks at least.
Yeah.
You know, like the job that he's doing is commendable.
That throw, that took some serious ice water in the veins. Throw that ball to Lamb along the sidelines at 27-yard. I mean, he fit that thing in between two guys right there. I mean, it's a really impressive throw.
Okay, can we please score some TD, says the 469. The field goals are nauseating. Red zone offense is a big one.
That would help.
Okay, as we're standing by now for the Eric Kendrick Show here on your home of the Cowboys, brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. And he joins us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
What's up?
Man, we're excited to talk football with you once again going into week six. And, you know, it's the Detroit Lions. Are you guys ready for this high-powered attack they've put together?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we're preparing for it. You know, I feel like it's still early in the week. You know, obviously we got a good foundation at this point. Tomorrow we just had our second walkthrough, cleaned some stuff up from practice. But yeah, we're working hard. Everyone's doing really well.
I've got to ask you how you're feeling.
I'm feeling good. You know, it's part of the game.
We were talking.
Last game was super. Last game was just it was a bloodbath. You know,
it was. Like, it was, yeah,
it was nuts. I wanted to ask you about the weather delay because I got to go. Luckily, I was on up top where it was kind of covered, so it was all right for us. But for you, like, how have you been in a weather delay before? And what do you do during that delay?
Yeah, the last time I was in a weather delay was actually my rookie year, and it was a preseason game, and I think we almost finished the second quarter and we got delayed, so we had to go back out and then finish, and it was like halftime. It was kind of weird, but I remember the second half, everyone just ran the ball. They just ran the clock out because
yeah.
it was the first preseason game. But yeah, that was my first like in-season weather delay. It was weird for sure because we're sitting there, we're about 5 minutes from heading out to the field, and so everyone's getting ready, everyone's juiced up, everyone's doing their own routine, and then all of a sudden they came around and they're like, "Hey guys, we're not calling you up. We're just telling you that we're delayed 30 minutes." And then that 30 minutes turned into however long it was. But for me, you can't tell me to relax after that happens. You know, I'm gonna be pacing around. I'm gonna be walking around, kind of getting a little anxious, stretching. Walking over here, walking over there. Like, I just, everyone was doing their own thing. Some people were sitting down. Some people took their pads off. For me, I was like, no, I can't take my pads off. I'm ready to go right now. So it was definitely different.
Did you guys get any snacks during that time? We used to get Snickers and Uncrustables and stuff.
Yeah, no, we definitely were. Everyone was making sure they were fueling up. You know, whether it was hydration or eating. You know, they had options for us as soon as it went delayed. They brought out some food to make sure we stayed ready to go.
Was it Uncrustables and Snickers, or was it something?
I feel like there's got to be some Uncrustables in there somewhere or another. But Snickers, I highly doubt that there was Snickers in the locker room. But who knows?
When you're banged up like this, how much more time do you spend in the training room or in the ice bath or whatever? Does that go up a couple of notches?
Yeah, you spend more time in the training room, but that's what you stay. You try to stay consistent so you don't nothing really becomes out of normal. You know, I feel like I do such a good job taking care of my body during the week that everybody's in tune with my body who works on me, and we just attack it like it's something something new and challenging, but at the same time it's just normal. It's like it's as normal as it can be. It's kind of a weird profession in that sense where, your body is the body of work. But you just take care of your body. You have good people who work on it. You know, you find things that work for you, and you work hard at getting healthy.
It's Eric Kendricks with us here on The Fan. So you got to spend extra time in that Steelers Road locker room. Was it true or fart that it smelled like urine?
Where are you getting this from?
Athletic player poll, man. The players voted on this.
NFL player is quoted as saying it smells like.
I remember you asking me. I don't remember. I don't. I can say I walked in and I didn't initially smell, you know, urine.
Yeah.
But I did. You know, you do get the essence that it is old. You know, when you walk in there.
Hey, Eric. What the challenges? You know, we look at the Lions, and you know, and we make a big deal about motions and stuff with these offenses. How about when you deal with a team that's really good at play action pass? Is it the challenges that you have to, the eye discipline, things like that, when you play against somebody like this that's really good that way, how does that, does it change in any way for you, or is it, you know, how does that work for you?
Yeah, you know, I think the thing about play action passes is it has to be complemented with a good run game, which is, you know, you is what we're dealing with. You know, they have a good,
sure,
they have a good complementary football offense. So it's like, when you see a couple runs hit, and then the play action off the same kind of look,
mm-hmm,
that's when you see a lot of success and you see time. You know, it's more like timing throws and like, you know, they get the look they want right away, and sure, it's no wasted movement. You're moving the chains, you're moving the distance markers up, and it's like, that's when they get in the rhythm. That's what we don't want. You know, we want to get those stops on first and second down. You know, we want to get the third down. We want to get them in shotgun and make it more manageable for us. That way we can start playing our game. And, you know, that's the key.
Yeah, it seems like watching these guys on tape, every one of those routes seems like it's in the middle of the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all those crossers and those ends and stuff like that. Is that something you think about with depth of your, you know, when you with how you play and, like, if you're in, you know, your coverages and stuff and picking up guys, I mean, how do you deal with those crossers and your depth as well when you're seeing a lot of that?
Yeah, you know, obviously for when you have those double crossers or a single crosser, you know, you want to have a linebacker somewhere underneath there, depending on how deep it is. You know, sometimes they're too deep where it doesn't, you know, it's kind of obsolete.
Sure.
But especially on those play actions, if we can get somebody out to, like, make them either put air on the ball or you know, hold the ball for a couple more seconds while the defensive back chases them down, I feel like it's crucial. But you know, I feel like they have different levels of their routes that they, sure, always kind of, you know, it's like they always run different stuff, but, you know, the leveling of which their routes are is kind of, that's the only thing that kind of is you know, cohesive. So it's very challenging, you know, but at the same time, you know, we're everybody gets paid, so we gotta do our job. You know, yeah, we gotta lock in and like I said, play good on first and second down, and make third downs manageable for us.
This is the Eric Kendrick Show here with you on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Now, when you think of Detroit, do you also think of classic American muscle cars and whatnot, Motor City and all that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think it's especially when it's funny you say that, because I remember the first time I landed in Detroit, I was just like, we were on the bus and I was just like looking for, like, you know, factories, like car factories.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's the backbone of, you know, it was the backbone of, like, you know, the industrial, I want to say industrial revolution. I don't know about that, but it's, you know, industry in the United States, and, you know, the I think, was it Ford and
yeah,
GM and all that stuff is all up there. So it's pretty cool as far as car.
Now, if
I think they have some museums and stuff too.
They do. They're really cool.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing to tour and, like, get an appreciation for. What's your favorite car that was, like, manufactured up there from the past? Do you have, like, a favorite Mustang or Camaro or anything?
I don't know. If we sit here and talk about my favorite cars, it's we're gonna be here for a while. But at the same time, I feel like the Model T in the production line.
Wow.
That's cool. You know what I mean?
That is very cool. Yeah.
It's just, I feel like that, you know, when you, I don't want, it's kind of weird for me to say that, because I'm not really into that car, so to speak. Mm, but right, like, just the whole assembly line and how it started from to where it is now, it's like mind blowing, because it's, you know, it's, that's what humans are all about, like getting more efficient. And, you know, sometimes we do that and we realize we're making a cheaper product. And then now it's like, I feel like the quality of cars is going back up to, you know, how it used to be, in a sense. Not necessarily, but a little bit in between. So it's pretty interesting. I can go off on a tangent on this. So.
Well, was that your first big purchase once you got into the NFL? Was it a car situation that
I actually love telling the story. My first big purchase was actually an insurance policy that I got in college.
Wow.
And that was the first expensive thing I bought while I was in the NFL because I had to protect myself in college when I came back to play my senior year. But, you know, they know that I had a little potential. So
yeah,
they definitely. So that's why when people ask me about, you know, college athletes getting paid and stuff like that, mm-hmm. I'm like, they got paid off of me when I was in college. So how, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, you know, but anyway, I had, you know, I protected myself. It all worked out. Paid that back as soon as I got to the NFL. But that was definitely the first thing I bought. The first car I bought was a Jeep Wrangler because I was scared of the snow in Minnesota.
Oh.
And then a couple years later, when I got a little bit more money in my pocket, I got an RS7.
You're going to laugh, man. If it snows in DFW at all while you're here, we shut down. It's like we don't know what to do. It's usually ice. It's not a lot of snow, but it's going to be very different from your days in Minnesota.
Yeah, I feel like it's just the tire situations. You know, it's like nobody has really the snow tires out here or the all-weather tires out here that are ready for that. So, you know, tires are the most important thing on a vehicle. You know, it's the only thing touching the road. So when you have that kind of situation in Dallas, I can see how it can get sticky.
Now, speaking of big expenses, did you see that video of Dak demolishing that house in Prosper of his?
No.
Yeah, he got up there in like a backhoe. Apparently, it's where the Dak yard is, his estate and everything. But the Dude Perfect guys were out there, and he was swinging that bucket, like knocking down the front of his house. Apparently, he's going to build a different one.
Yeah. Was the house that was originally there like a Taj Mahal already? Or
yeah. It was nice.
Yeah, yeah, I think it was, nice, it was like a $3 million house or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, shoot. Right? It's time for a new one. Let's go.
Eric, what do you still go cheap on?
What do I go cheap on? Oh, this is a great question. I hate spending money on, like, for some reason, cell phones and like phone cases and stuff like that, it's like drives me crazy. So like if I break my phone, like chances are it's going to be broken for a while, or I'm going to, you know, but what do I cheap out on? Honestly, so I needed to buy some clothes for the, you know, like some more button down type, slack type, you know, Dickies or, you know, so I went thrift shopping. And I spent $40 on like five pairs of, you know, five items of clothing, which is, you know, to me, that's exactly where I want to be.
That's
you
a
know?
Steal. Yeah.
You know, sometimes I do spend money on clothes. You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm always cheap with clothes, yeah. But when I can get a bargain, you know, and then I love when people are like, man, where'd you get that? Yeah. And I'm just like, $8.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. Goodwill, baby.
That was a win. So I wondered about the game day fit. Like, do you put thought into that? Because I think you were repping like some overalls a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, that was thrifted.
There we go.
That was thrifted.
You looked badass in that, dude.
So wait, is there not, does McCarthy not have much of a dress code deal like for the road or whatever?
No, so that's the thing. Like, I think it was getting, you know, a little loose. So we had to tighten it up. And so that's why I had to go shopping for, you know, some stuff. So I was like, I didn't, you know.
He's like, hey, come on.
So when Coach saw you walking on the tarmac, pulling your bag, he said, we need to tighten this thing up.
You know, I thought it was the travel suits, but you know, it was, yeah. You know, everyone, you know, I thought it was my overalls first of
right,
all. So
right,
I was like, man, I didn't know I'm the new guy here, you know, but, you know, it's tightened up.
Thank you so much, Eric. Best of luck to you getting out there. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. So we just saw the picture. You got the G-Bag Nation Whataburger flag, huh?
I did. I signed it too.
You signed
for
it?
One of you lucky listeners.
Let's go. It's going to be a peace-a-thon. We're going to auction that baby. Okay. Thank you for doing that for us, bro.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Best of luck to you, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take it easy.
Brought to you by Keurig and Dr. Pepper. You too, sir. Take it easy. It is the G-Bag Nation. He joins us every Thursday, about 5 o'clock or so. And we'll hit the expressway next, take you commercial-free to the top. LA Live's coming up at 5:40, and we're back here in the...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nation. All right, welcome back, Nation. Thanks to Eric Kendricks for joining us. It's time to hit the expressway. We'll take you commercial free to the top. 214 says, I had to take my dog to the vet. Couldn't hear the interview. Is he playing this week? You know, he kind of avoided the question, and we interpret that as probably not.
Yes.
I mean, you still have a couple of days to go.
It was kind of an awkward pause. It's like, I got to ask, how you feeling? And then it was just kind of like silence, and then I'm okay.
Like, I feel like it's happen. A stretch. Yeah. Yeah. Stretch.
And among the Cowboys that you can least afford to lose, I would put him at or near the top of that.
Damn okay. Close.
Other than Dak.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe CeeDee Lamb. It's about as tough as it gets to lose that kind of veteran guy in the middle of your defense that's been leading you in tackles all season long. This segment of the Nation, the Expressway, brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. Get an amazing deal on new windows for your home. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. So let's jump into what else has been happening in the world of sport. We'll do some more Cowboys with you, then get to LA Live coming up at 5:40. But at 58 years old, the former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson says expect a quick work of Mr. Paul, who he's getting set to fight on November 15th, his first pro boxing match in nearly two decades. Quote, as long as the problem child doesn't run from him, Tyson 50-6 all time with 44 knockouts on his record. If he wins, it's usually a KO. Quote, if I don't have to catch him, you can expect a round one knockout, but I may have to catch him because I anticipate this guy running from me. And I think this is a little bit different from, you know, him fighting Evander Holyfield or, you know, Mayweather fighting a Paul or, you know, a Conor McGregor. It's not going to be the sort of spectacle or exhibition that would maybe suggest the fighters aren't trying to hurt each other. Like, this is a real pro fight. And I expect Tyson to be out there swinging. I just think he's too old. You know, I like the confidence, but I mean, are you kidding me? 58 years old. And now Paul has worked himself into being like a somewhat credible, you know, pro boxer, not a good one, not one that is going to go climb the ladder and, you know, take on Canelo Alvarez or anything like that, but a credible pro fighter in his prime against a 60-year-old dude. I don't care if you're Tyson.
Feats of strength. Feats okay. of strength.
He's got a puncher's chance at
this
that
is,
age.
This is a guy that he was put on this earth to fight.
Yeah.
And I know at 60 years old, that's a huge, huge stretch. I wouldn't count this guy out just because there's something in that body of his that's not going to allow this. He's not going to give this guy, you know, a chance.
When you said something in his body, I thought you were talking about the ulcer.
Well, he did have that. The older you get, you have some problems with those.
Well, it's interesting because the longer the fight goes, I don't think it's good for either fighter. I think we've seen Jake fatigue. That's what happened in his fight against Tommy Fury that he lost. And Tommy Fury just outpointed him. So I think really this thing's going to be won within the first two rounds.
Well, hopefully Mike, you know, takes us all back to the late 80s and early 90s and allows us to, you know, get one last glimpse of a super powerful shot. You know, I think as you get older, and Brian knows this, I don't think you guys do yet. Just the change of direction, the quickness.
You can't. You get no mobility.
It's real.
Yeah, I get out of bed. It's hard to do that sometimes. But the thing.
You got that nobility.
No ability. You have to bend over to pick something up. It's like a struggle at times. But there's something about Mike Tyson. It's that kind of that warrior mentality that he has, and I just think that's going to, he's going to channel that.
Yeah. Yeah. And why I think if he can win it in 90 seconds.
Yeah. He's going to, you know, very likely he's going to get beat, but he is going to give that guy hell that he's fighting.
Okay. 214 says, bro, I'm 55. I knocked out a 28-year-old. That's awesome. You know, you're probably a good fighting guy against a 28-year-old that had no clue what he was doing. There's lots of them.
Right.
You know, he's probably drunk and thought, oh, this old man's not going to do jack squat. I can intimidate him. And you being a fighter, you know, you're like, oh, this is easy. I remember what this was like. It's kind of like playing hoop. You know what I'm saying? If you'd spent your whole life hooping and a 28-year-old who never hooped showed up, you'd probably beat him in basketball, you know? Yeah. Okay, it's 469. I think this is a money grab. Tyson and Jake boys, so the fix might be in.
Oh, the fix.
I just don't think Tyson would agree to a fixed fight.
I don't think he will either.
You know, like I could believe it with the Mayweather-Logan Paul thing. This one, I don't think.
He was holding him up, right? Yeah. He was kind of holding him up.
469 has a good point. Foreman was still winning fights well into his 50s. Yeah, he took like 8 years off and came back at some point in his 40s. But he was so tall and never depended on anything but his hands, you know? Mm. He was tall and could like pick you apart with jabs and stuff. But I don't know. I mean, that's a decent point. You know, maybe Tyson can tap into some of that George Foreman.
Yeah.
And Evander Holyfield, I just saw a clip of him fighting a couple weeks ago, and he got knocked out real quick.
Did he?
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to see that.
It was sad to see.
But his skills, his like motor skills and stuff are
he hasn't
not very
sounded good. And yeah, like, he not shouldn't be good. Fighting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there is a health.
You're right. Here. That's a good point. Like Evander Holyfield is, you know, well
he doesn't
down
need though. To be fighting.
No,
I don't. I mean, it was sad to see him in there.
Could you imagine if Jake Paul actually knocks out Mike Tyson,
oh my God,
how horrifying that would be. Oof. Like with old man falling and hitting the canvas. I really do not want to see that, Mike.
No.
Okay, so hopefully he's right. Mike puts in mad work.
Hey, let me slide this in real quick.
Sure.
If you're a Mavs fan, Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving, both going to play tonight against the Jazz, according to Jason Kidd. So you get like 15 to 18 minutes of Klay tonight.
Good.
Cool.
That'll be fun.
That will be fun. Okay, the Dallas Stars, of course, opening the schedule tonight. So it's going to be fun to see them try to track down and take care of this unfinished business, Brian.
How do we see them tonight? What are we on? With the Stars?
Victory?
Stars are on the Victory Plus app.
What's Victory Plus app? So okay. But on the regular TV, we're good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be good.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. And, of course, we got Thursday Night Football in the 5 p.m. Football Hour is presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-Dubs is football.
Yeah, it is.
Seahawks, Niners. Niners favored, right? Niners are favored in this game. I need to get this wager in. Mm-hmm. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott responsible for one of the main talking points. Confirmed he has talked to the coaches about his role. Remains dumbfounded by his lack of opportunities, at least as a red zone back. That's from Clarence Hill's Twitter account. And Mike Hawkins Jr. going to become the first ever true freshman QB to start for Oklahoma in the Red River rivalry game. The number one SEC rivalry. You got to love it, Brian.
Hard to, no, I don't.
You guys made a huge improvement in the rivalry department when these two universities walked into your conference.
Sure did.
All righty, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has LA Live.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a Thirsty Thursday, ladies' night edition of LA Live, right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a
toe. ESPN Plus tonight, by the way, for that Stars game, of course. Thanks to the Hockey Hawk for passing that note along. Messed up.
I swear y'all gonna try to repeat tonight. Nobody's gonna believe you. What you mean? It was a girl that sounded like a fire truck. Sound like she needs some oil. Remember the Wiz? Slide some oil to me. The Wiz was a black version of. What's your name, brother?
Lee.
Where did you meet her?
Playing basketball.
Playing basketball?
Yeah.
Was she the horn?
This is LA Live for Thursday, October 10th. Oh, it's 10-10. Where you been? Did you get my message? Hey, yeah, October 10th, 2024 here in LA Live. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Always for the ladies, Al.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, yeah, ladies. Hold on, I got another one for you ladies.
Oh, you got to give him that hook. Spit on that thing.
Yeah, you got to give him that hook too. Spit on that thing.
Yeah. Shout out to all the ladies. Hey, before I get started on a ladies' night, I was taking a look at the latest mug shouties.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taking a look. We have a gorgeous lady here, Brodus.
Do we?
Gorgeous.
I'm looking at
her mug shot is amazing. This is a gorgeous lady. I was like, so why is she being arrested? What's going on?
Yeah.
Battery.
Clearly innocent.
Oh, battery.
Yeah, she's been charged with battery.
Oh, why?
Allegedly hit her son's teacher.
Oh. Oops.
Spat on the principal's desk.
Ooh.
And then threw a picture frame at the teacher.
Probably deserved it.
Do you think so? That's what the comments said. I can save her. Yeah. The teacher probably deserved it.
What these wild teachers
What's her
are
name?
Doing these days.
I don't know what her name is. It doesn't really say up there. But the teacher allegedly told the mom, you need to learn how to raise your kid.
Ooh.
Yep. Well, that's yep.
Yeah, that's poking the mama bear. You don't do that.
That's room for a smacking.
Yeah, she set that place on ablaze.
Something tells me she didn't have the best role model.
I don't know, man. I don't know. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here, it's a DFW staple, Williams Chicken. Have you ever ordered some chicken at Williams Chicken? Did it go like this?
So, boom. So, I got two thighs, a small fry, and a large what, boo-boo kid?
Strawberry Fanta.
Strawberry Fanta. Bam. You want a pepper with this thing?
I would like two peppers, please.
Ooh, she would like two pepper, please. Look at her hungry this late at night. Bam. Okay, it'd be all for you right here, boo-boo.
No.
Oh, no. You big hungry. Let's get it. What else you got? You said something for you. You got somebody else in the comments.
No, it's just me. But I have a question because they said that you guys are the ones with the seasoned french fries. So,
you got a who?
Y'all fries are seasoned.
Our fries are seasoned like us, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, this ain't dietary food over here. You hear me? Yeah, talk to me. I'll talk back. You ready for it? Yeah, you want some cheese on your fries? You trying to tell me that right there?
And I would like an extra fry.
Hey, so it's an extra fry with seasoning on that thing, right?
Yes.
You hear me? Will they complete your order right now?
Yes, it will.
Okay, let me repeat this thing back to you. Make sure this you I'm talking to. Two thighs of fry, lower strawberry, two pepper, and additional fry. That's you right there?
Yes.
Okay, bring my money.
Bring my money.
Bring me my money. Yeah, oh, my man got the sauce, bro. Where would we be without the sauce?
Good customer service.
Ah, chef's kiss, the sauce. All right, let's get the vibe right on a Thirsty Thursday. Hold on. Talk to him. LTD. Yeah. What a difference. It's LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a ladies' night. Hold on, y'all. I can't cut him off. I got a little grind.
I've never been so much.
Oh, that's the jam, bro. I'm telling you, bro. That's the jam right there, boys. When your auntie pull up, that's the one make a little money in the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's driving that Chrysler LeBaron. You know what I'm talking about, bro. Hey, Lieutenant Dan. Lieutenant Dan, the man in the sailboat.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar with Lieutenant Dan, he's a 54-year-old Tampa resident. He has one leg.
Yeah.
Homeless fella, but he has a boat. So I don't know if you want to call it homeless. The locals down there call him Lieutenant Dan. He weathered the Hurricane Milton aboard his small vessel. Now, when we last left off, the mayor of Tampa said that they came and scooped up Lieutenant Dan. Yeah. That's what she said out of her mouth now. Listen.
Tampa Police Department this morning just saved Lieutenant Dan.
Thank you, Jesus.
He rescued, and he is now in a shelter as well.
Okay. She said that.
She said that.
She said that.
Mm-hmm.
Why would she say that if it didn't really happen? When I woke up to see all the devastation and what had happened overnight, I seen Lieutenant Dan was in the damn boat.
He's in the boat.
The damn boat. News Nation talked to him.
Yep. Everybody's worried about you.
Who's worried about
you? It's all over TikTok.
Everybody, across the country.
I'm going to go live in a minute.
The mayor in her press conference said that they came and got him and took him to a shelter, but it's like so weird she said that because he is still in the boat.
So, did she not know? Did she get bad information?
She got ball
or is she
sack.
Flat out lying to us?
It was a butt crack.
I think butt crack.
Could have been ball sack. I would say lying. You know, these city leaders, they don't want to look irresponsible, you know?
You think we wouldn't know that that man was still in that boat? Or if something were to happen to him, he wasn't in the shelter that you said he was in? It's weird, bro.
I think she panicked.
She panicked.
Definitely not governor material.
I don't know what's going on. But, you know, I feel like this thing is kind of weird, too, because I've seen a lot of photos of Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
And some of the photos are not from this hurricane. It's from the last hurricane.
Oh,
and they're
wow.
like, oh, he survived. But like that man grew hair and everything overnight. Like, what's going on, man? The internet is so damn weird.
It is. Yeah. Seen a lot of pictures of Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
He seems like he's been a busy gentleman.
Yeah, he's got about, 15 mug shots out here?
Yeah.
It's like the faces of meth.
Yes. Yeah, I think this is a cleaned up version of Lieutenant Dan, though.
Yeah, it's like the faces of meth. All 15 photos, how it just aggressively gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Except all of his is just the last photo of faces of meth over and over again.
Looks like 2 decades. It was actually 18 months.
Yeah. You guys ever heard of Aiden Ross?
Yes.
I believe so.
The streamer?
Streamer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Aiden Ross going to hook up Lieutenant Dan with a streaming deal.
Oh, there you go.
And a yacht. How about that, bro?
Dang, big dude. Win for Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
We were able to come up. I'm going to be able to pay for a boat for you. We're going to get you a nice boat. In the range of $50,000 to $100,000. And we're going to get you a full-time kick deal, which is a live streaming deal where you can stream your entire voyages and all your adventures. and you could have a passive income come in. And you're going to be, you're going to have a kick deal, man, a live streaming deal. So you could live stream and connect with fans all over the world, and they could really see your adventure, man.
Wow.
Jeez, dude. This kid's balling big time.
Oh, Aiden Ross is, yes.
Big time balling.
Yeah, I wonder if Aiden Ross is going to get like 60% of that contract. Hey, man, I hooked you up. You're going to have a nice little money stream coming your way.
Yeah.
I'm going to take about 60 of that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did I hear something? They pulled it?
So,
they pulled the deal?
I'm glad you said, man, good for you, bro.
Did they pull it because of the mugshots?
All the mugshots.
Yeah. Gone.
All the mugshots. Well, that's, like 14 that's, of them. That's the rumor that was going around for those few hours.
And okay.
Lieutenant Dan even heard about that rumor.
Okay.
What feel about Aiden Ross telling you he's not getting you a boat no more?
He came to me. I never went to him. He offered it to me. I never asked for it. So then he turned around and he started seeing about my history. Well, you should have did that before you made the offer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd take him to court for that damn thing.
What?
What are the arrests for anyway?
Well, one of the allegations, I believe, is he attempted to set a female on fire.
Yes, and I heard too.
It was a misunderstanding, probably, years ago.
A meth understanding? Yeah.
I just hope it goes better than that Ted Williams dude. You remember that
guy? That's what I was getting ready to say, bro. Like, well, he's going to be a streaming deal. You talking about all his adventures? Lieutenant Dan's adventures?
Mm. Yeah.
I talk about Faces of Meth right now. Okay, Lieutenant Dan's going to be out here with some aluminum foil folded up nicely, beaming up in his boat before he...
You give him six figures and it might be the end of him.
This guy's just going to be shooting man? Up on his yacht.
Yeah, man, don't do that. We already seen what happened to the last crackhead that gave money. Well, you're listening to the best of the oldies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Voice of the
did
gods.
He get a gig?
He did. They gave him a gig, and but he just totally crashed out.
He crashed out.
He was on that pipe, bro. Yeah. On that narcotic.
First paycheck, it was over.
Aiden Ross called to Lieutenant Dan to let him know that I don't know where these rumors are coming from on the internet.
Good, good.
Don't get butt cracked. Don't get caught by the fake news.
Okay.
I still have your back, dog.
Good deal.
Dan!
What's up?
You let the internet get a hold of you, man. I never ever said any of that stuff. It's all fake news.
Okay. That's, all right. Good with me. I'm good with you.
Hey, there you go.
I'm good with you. There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Maybe Lieutenant Dan can hook up with Hot Tua girl and talk.
Talk to
her. Talk about life together, those
dude's
two.
Worth $40 million.
I could see them together. That'd be a cute couple.
Aiden Ross, dude, is
$40
million.
And growing.
What the heck?
Just by streaming.
Mike, what does he even do? He's just talking to his computer.
He was like the first big streamer to get with Kick. So now, like, everybody else that is signed on after that, like, Aiden's got a hand in.
Oh, it's like pyramid style.
Yeah, that's what I said. He's going to get about 60 of that contract. Yep. 60%.
Good point.
I hooked you up with a deal, dude. You don't have to worry about money anymore. Yeah. Hey, LA Live 105.3 The Fan. You guys familiar with Tiana Trump? The adult entertainer Tiana Trump.
We talked about her before.
Brought her up. Yeah.
I've heard her name.
She's skilled.
Hell of a technique, Broadus.
Skilled.
Hell of a technique.
She's
beautiful
a
lady.
Yep.
Beautiful. I'll never crash out and date this. Like, I don't care what type of situation I was in. I'd never do it. But she's a beautiful girl. The only Trump I can get behind. You hear me? Tiana Trump claims she smashed an Indiana Pacers player back in the day. Now, I've seen this story before, but people have done the research. The internet sleuths did the math on how old she was.
Oh no.
When was she 16 years old? 2011. They figured it out, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So now we all trying to look at the roster and say, well, which one of these guys could it be?
Okay.
Listen to the story.
You know what's crazy? No, totally. So the person that like got me into porn was a Pacers player. I was 16 years old.
Jeez.
And he hit me up on Instagram. Oops. So we had pictures, we have videos of me 16 and having sex with this man. I'm not 16's age of consent though, so he's good. But I told him like a couple years ago, I was like, how old do you think I am? And he like said some dumb shit, like 26, 20. I was like, no. And when I met you, I was 16. He like, cause he would videotape me.
Did he freak out?
No.
When he realized that all his videotapes were child porn?
No.
No.
And he still shows me them, and a hacker got a hold of them.
Oh no.
He still shows me them?
We never had it blown up. And he's but a you really have a famous
no,
person.
You have a no snitching policy, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
There's a really famous birthday.
Bro.
420.
Who is that?
Danny Granger.
Ooh, really?
I've seen Paul George getting thrown in on this.
I've seen Lance Stevenson's name getting thrown in there, too, because she did a photo like shoot, but she had Lance Stevenson's jersey on. Yeah. But it's just, you know, just a jersey. Mm. Who knows, bro?
I mean, who knows?
You think Tyler Hansbrough had that dog in him?
No, I don't.
Yo, that's got to be scary, bro.
Yeah.
Maybe she was
going to hit you up and was like, oh, yeah, you don't know I was 16?
It was her guy with...
No way it was Roy Hibbert.
What about Giddy? Didn't Giddy just get caught with the Oklahoma City, that guy?
Oh,
yeah.
Well, this
yeah,
year,
it was
he
16.
Wasn't around then.
No. But I was saying he kind of got the same situation, right?
He was cleared, I believe.
Okay.
Which is because it was an age of consent thing.
Yeah.
Technicality.
Mm. Yeah, it's frightening, bro. It is frightening. I'll block her and disappear. She told me she was 16.
Yeah. He's okay. He's all right. I mean, he's clear.
I'll be so scared, bro. I'll be so scared. Hey, the MLB playoffs are in full swing. The Mets beat the Phillies by a grand slam. How about that?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
Unbelievable.
Like, a grand slam to win?
Yeah.
That's
Lindor.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. It is a ladies' night, though. Let's go to WFMZ TV 69 News.
When the Philly fans is just going through it. I played a little clip of this earlier for G-Bag of the Day, but I'm going to play the whole thing before I get out of here.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away and then getting a grand slam. The grand slam took the cake.
Courtney O'Neill was not a fan of that outcome.
I feel like I might either check into AA therapy or an institute of some sort because this is crap. It's full of crap.
And she wasn't the only one. One woman told us she literally drove all the way up the East Coast just to see the Phillies lose.
I evacuated from the hurricane maybe 6 or 7 hours ago. I drove 21 hours up here, and I came here. My first stop, I had no sleep. No sleep. I'm here from the hurricane, and my Phillies are losing. I don't know what else to say.
And two guys we met had to walk home in nothing but overalls with Phillies logos.
We're fed up. We're fed up. We have such great expectations.
Hit the fifth stage of grief. It's called acceptance. Acceptance that this team will not win for the next 5 years, probably.
But Courtney hasn't reached that acceptance phase just yet.
And I want everyone gone. I want the bartenders gone. I want Xfinity gone. I want my best friend gone. I want them all gone. This is bullcrap.
This is bullcrap. Philly tears are so glorious, aren't they?
They are glorious.
Wow.
It was so disappointing. At least you got to the playoffs.
No kidding.
I love the way you described those two guys in their overalls.
Yes.
With Philly logos.
Yes. Just sad, walking out with their overalls. No t-shirt underneath, you know it. They're just free in the chest.
A little underarm air.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, man. Shout out to the ladies. Always for the ladies. Hey, what a difference. My name is Lucius Alexander, LA. That's what that stands for. I'll be back here tomorrow on a Feel Good Friday. Hope you feel good. I'll holla.
It'll be a Feel Good Double Bet Payoff Football Friday here.
Enchilada and, Friday,
and
too.
And an Enchilada Friday.
Yeah.
Enchilada and a Feel Good Friday.
Yeah.
Hello. Okay. Guardians and Tigers are tied at one. Oh. End of the second inning there in Detroit with the Tigers leading that series 2-1. Royals and Yankees will get underway coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes in Kansas City where the Yankees lead the series 2-1. All righty, G-Bag Nation, coming back with the college football Darty Chief. What's in store?
Yes, I can't believe these two college football gentlemen admitted this. Next in the nation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.